It's Monday, December 20th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. A coming decrease in revenue and increase in cost for 2022, and a third Log4j vulnerability. This is the Business of Tech. The NPD Group has released its latest forecast for the U.S. B2B technology channel. They're predicting a 2% decline in revenue for 2022, although a return to growth in 2023. We're seeing some of why. IDC says PC monitor demand shrunk for the first time since the pandemic started. It's the first year-over-year decline, 7.2% down compared to the same quarter in 2020. Continuing to look ahead, Robert Half, the HR consultancy group, reports on salary data, predicting an average pay increase of 3.8% in 2022. Continued high demand in cloud computing, AI and machine learning, and data analytics. However, the Federal Reserve notes that the U.S. is on the cusp of full employment. Why do we care? I'll be doing my own prediction series next week, but this data is something of an insight. Don't assume sunshine and unicorns ahead. Eventually, that pandemic buying buzz would slow, and monitor sales seems like a good indicator. As 2022 begins, revenue may be slightly off, but note those salary pressures. That's the more significant concern for services companies. With the weekend came more Log4j news. First, there's a new attack vector and a new patch. Bulmera's security team said it discovered the potential for an alternative attack vector in the Log4j vulnerability. The latest upgrade target is 2.17.0 to avoid the denial of service condition. On Friday, CISA issued an emergency directive ordering federal civilian entities to take immediate action on the issue. The directive gives federal agencies until December 23 to detail all of the internet-facing installations of the software on their networks and turn the information over to CISA. Agencies must also check to see if their networks employ publicly available software that utilizes Log4j. The concern may lie in the reports that the Conti gang is now the first professional ransomware operation that's pulled Log4Shell into their daily operations. They're focused explicitly on VMware vCenter servers known to be vulnerable. Beyond that, the Drydex malware is a banking Trojan and is now being deployed via the Log4j vulnerability. Verified by cybersecurity research group Cryptolamus, this has been linked to the Evil Core hacking group. Why do we care? Tactically, Log4j is proving to be the gift that keeps on giving for the holidays. Multiple patch iterations make resolving the issue highly problematic and make a difficult situation worse. With the holidays coming, the work isn't over. Strategically, none of this should be a surprise. If you're interested in a long read, let me tease with this quote of an opinion piece by Matt Assay. Just don't blare headlines like open source can be an open door for hackers, as the Financial Times did, and don't use the problem to start banging the drum of open source sustainability crises. Open source isn't a security problem, and open source sustainability is a complicated issue. Instead, it's time to recognize, as Matt Klein, founder and maintainer of the Envoy open source project, has done, that all we can do is accept the reality of bugs and outages, do the best that we can to mitigate, learn, and improve, and wait for the next one. I'm watching my own hot take-o-meter here, too, although I do think there's more to dig into with open source sustainability. Just because it's complicated doesn't mean it's a black box never to be touched. I don't want a hot take, but I do want the industry to have a conversation. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the Business of Tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding direct support and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicated to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozynta.com. That's GOZYNTA.com. Thanks for listening. Hopefully this won't be too slow a news week. We'll be here all four of the days and taking Friday off. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.